Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And how are you doing?
Wonderful.
All set to change your clock tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
The only day of the year that's 23 hours.
There you go.
Yeah. I always used to ask my students, you know, if you could pick which hour to skip, which hour would you skip? And, of course, they always chose that my class is what they would skip. Okay. So, yes, we're moving into the vernal equinox is the 20th this year, which is only a week from tomorrow. And before we get there, we'll have 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. So certainly moving along very quickly. Yesterday, we had an official high temperature in Duluth of 38 degrees. Out at my house here, we had 40. And though that was the warmest day of the month so far, that really isn't that warm for this time of March. I remember many times we got up to 45 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, of course, we had a whole week stretch in the middle of the month that was that warm. I don't expect that to happen, but I do expect we're going to get warmer this next week, and we're going to see some more melting. The amount of snow we got during the night was about an inch and a half. It's new, beautiful stuff. I was out for cross-country ski, and it really felt good. And so that felt good on top of the crusty stuff that, you know, this time of year we get freezing at night, and then we get melting later in the day, so it's the battle between the crust and the slush. But it was pretty good this morning. Critter news, other things going on besides that. We are now getting some early migrants. I've been seeing more bald eagles this past week. There's some open water opening up on the St. Louis River, and out there I saw lots of mallards now. I think they winter. They have learned how to winter in Duluth. And then there were some golden eyes. Golden eyes are, of course, also a duck that winters, but they winter more in Lake Superior. Now when they starts to open up along the St. Louis River, they seem to come further away from the lake. And I've been seeing the golden eyes there, too, and they've been pairing up. So that's also a sign that the spring is moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned last time about a flock of redpolls that finally showed up. It waited until about the last day of February, but we finally had a flock of redpolls show up at bird feeder of about 20. They've been pretty much here every day since, and I expect that will continue. I put out plenty of thistle seed, and I think they'll continue probably way up almost into April sometime. The flock has been growing. Started out 20, and we reached 50 a few days later, and then I looked out early this week, and I saw 60.
Hmm.
Now, with those 60, there was one that was a little bit larger and was white. Now, if you know about birds, you know that that is the unusual hoary redpoll, which I haven't had at my bird feeder for a couple years, so it's quite exciting to see that. It has not stuck around, though. It's kind of showing up sporadically. In addition to that, there's been a report, though I haven't seen it myself, of the first junco showing up. I did see some snow buntings a little bit south of here. Red-tailed hawks, harriers, and kestrels are three raptors that always show up early in the season, and I would expect that somewhere in the area they have begun showing up. In the world of mammals, I mentioned before about how the snowshoe hare is so active. I still see their tracks all the time, very active. This morning on the walk, I saw both coyote and fox tracks. They had been active. And then in the open waters along the St. Louis River, it's always neat during the month of March. It has never let me down. I always stop and take a look at a couple of sites I know, and sure enough, sooner or later, I see this dark-looking figure coming out of the water. The river otters, they come out and move around on the ice. And if I don't see the otter itself, I will see their tracks.
Mm.
They walk and slide a great deal. And boy, I'm not so sure what they do all winter, but boy, they are able to survive it. And they're out there, and easy to see, probably the best month of the year to see them. The other thing to look out for, though I haven't seen it yet myself, I expect I probably will this week, and that is the first chipmunk. When we get some mild temperatures in March, sooner or later. Usually between the 10th and the 20th, the first chipmunk gets the alarm goes off, and it's time to come up. And if it runs into rough weather, it may turn around and go back in again, but we usually see it between the 10th and the 20th. I saw an insect of note this week. I was out cross-country skiing, and I saw this insect walking across the snow. So I stopped to take a closer look, and it was a stonefly. Stonefly adults are... This one was kind of small. They can be large. This one's kind of small, and it was dark. And what was interesting was that though there are other insects on the snow in winter, this one is different because it has emerged. It spent winter in water, in moving water as an immature. And then as it gets more towards spring and the moving waters of the stream start to open up, they will turn into they go to the shore and then they climb up and they turn into an adult. So you might say it's the first case of an adult insect emerging for the season. Always a neat sight to see. March, this is the month of microhabitats, and when we get clear days, you can really tell it. The sun shining on the side of a building facing the sun, the temperature may be 20 or 30 degrees warmer than it is right around the corner where it's in the shade. And therefore, you get things happening. Like right outside our house here, facing south, we have the first crocus shoots sticking up. Last year, they came in bloom already on the 15th. You know, that's just a few days away. I don't expect that this year, but almost always, they do bloom during the month of March, so I expect they will. Also, I saw a ladybug out there. You know, this is the time when the early critters will wake up, those little microhabitats on the clear days. Plenty of tree circles that I've talked about before, mm-hmm. how snow melts around trees. The pussy willows have been coming out in buds, as has been the quaking aspen. Red osier dogwood showing the bright red stems, and you can see the same thing on some kinds of willows, and some willows are kind of an orangish-yellow color. All these are signs of things moving on, but probably the one that we think of the most when it comes to trees by the time we get to mid-March is tapping for maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And so those of us who've done it, I've kind of retired from it now, but those of us who've done it, you know, this is the time you start looking for some movement. Go out and make your first taps and see if you get a little bit of a flow going on. And as we get further into the end of March, we'll see even more. So, well, take care, and thank you for calling, and enjoy the 23 hours tomorrow.
I will. Thank you, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber there, joining us every Saturday morning at 9:30 for Weekend Outdoors.